Hello, and thank you for tuning in. My name is Dr. Mo Al-Khalaf, a research fellow at the University of Ottawa Heart Institute and a host in the Beats Research Radio team. Today's episode is a special spotlight for the 2021 Wear Red Canada Day, as well as the Canadian Women's Heart Health Alliance. To tell us more about these efforts during Heart Month, with me today is Dr. Naja Adrik. Dr. Adrik is a clinical researcher with a Master of Science in Surgery in the Surgery Program at the University of British Columbia and a clinical research assistant with the Cardiovascular Surgery Research Group at St. Paul's Hospital in Vancouver. She earned her medical degree from Tripoli University and has trained in the Cardiac Surgery Residency Program in her native country before moving to Canada for further education and training. Dr. Adrik is an active member of the Education and Training Working Group of the Canadian Women's Heart Health Alliance and the Western Committee Lead for Wear Red Canada Campaign 2021. And she is responsible for planning events such as the Wear Red Canada Virtual Race this year. She's a clinician scholar and an advocate for cardiovascular health and treatment, especially for underserved women patients. Thanks so much for joining us today, Najah.
Thank you so much, Mo, for having me.
Absolutely. So our first question today is, as an active member of the Women's Heart Health Alliance, could you provide us with a quick overview of the mission of this group? And can you share with us some of the actions taken by the group to advance its goals?
Absolutely. The Canadian Women's Heart Health Alliance was established in 2018 as a network of experts and advocates to develop and disseminate evidence-informed strategy to improve women's cardiovascular health across the lifespan in Canada. The Alliance has four working groups. The Education and Training Working Group, which I'm pleased to be part of, is responsible for providing education and training about specific cardiovascular health issues affecting women for healthcare providers and trainees. The advocacy group is advocating for specific cardiovascular issues affecting women nationally. The Wear Red Canada campaign is one of their main projects, and this year I'm honored to lead the Western Committee for the campaign and witness obtaining professional and local city proclamation to declare the February 13 as the Wear Red Canada Day. Phenomenal work from the national team to get this historical achievement. Last but not least, the healthcare system, the health system and policy group, and the knowledge translation and mobilization group, which are, as their name apply, responsible for translating existing and new knowledge about cardiovascular health and disease in women, and creating six specific guidelines and programs with the focus on improving cardiovascular outcome for Canadian women. One of these two groups' great project is the Atlas on Epidemiology, Diagnosis, and Management of Cardiovascular Disease in Women, which is a collection of chapters to be published in the Canadian Journal of Cardiology, accompanied by detailed infographics that report the current state of cardiovascular disease in Canada. Chapter one, two, and three are now available in Canadian Journal Open.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Dr. Adrik. Very valuable information that you shared here. Can you now tell us what are some of the things you are most excited about in the Women's Heart Health Campaign Wear Red Canada Day?
This is a hard question, Mo. There's a lot of unique projects that Alliance do. However, there are two things that I'm personally excited about. First, I'm so excited about the Wear Red Canada Day, which is happening today. The national program is exceptional, and having the virtual race as a part of the campaign had added value to this year campaign. With COVID, it's exciting to see people wearing red and racing from cost to cost to cost to raise awareness and funding toward this great cause and feel connected in this national project. Secondly, as a training and educational group member, I can't wait to see our online educational module launch. In 2017, the Canadian Women's Heart Health Center published a result from national survey identifying knowledge gap regarding specific cardiovascular issue in women among Canadian clinicians. We created 9 online educational modules to fill this gap, targeting healthcare providers within cardiology, general internal medicine, and emergency medicine. What makes this module unique is the partnership between physician and women with lived experience to create every section. This content will be available in French and English and in two formats, presentation and self-directed online electronic module. This module, accredited by the Royal College of Physicians and Surgeons of Canada and approved by the Canadian Cardiovascular Society. I am beyond excited and proud to have helped in planning this effort and see it grow.
Great point you make here, Najah. These are all very exciting and valuable things. Thanks so much for sharing with us. A final question today. Can you tell us why this kind of targeted approach to highlighting women's heart health is so vital at the present moment? And what could be done more in the future to advance the goals and efforts coming from the Canadian Women's Heart Health Alliance with regards to cardiovascular health?
This is a great question, Mo. Heart disease used to be considered a man's disease, but the case now is different. While heart disease on decline among men, it's rising among women. Heart disease is the number one killer of women over 35 worldwide, accounting for more deaths every year than all cancer combined. Much of we know about diagnosis of and treatment of heart disease is based on research in men. Still, women's heart and the way they experience heart disease are different in many ways. These differences are significant because they affect how heart disease presents itself in women, how it's diagnosed and treated. It also affects women's survival rate. It is sad to say that 50% of women are more likely to die within a year following heart attack than men. It doesn't have to be this way. With the right information and action, it's possible to prevent heart disease and improve survival. The World Red Canada campaign, for example, serves as an annual reminder for all Canadian, but especially Canadian women, to be mindful, curious, and proactive in management of their heart health and wellness. This national event, along with the Heart Center and Alliance collaborative work, will help change women's heart health landscape in Canada and globally. To answer your question, Mo, we do this because her heart matters. We care about our mothers, sisters, wives, daughters, and all women in our lives. And to improve access of this knowledge, this year the World Red Canada key messages have been translated to other languages in addition to English. This great initiative is led by my colleague Dr. Varinda Randhawa with the help of other members from the Alliance. More information and resources are also available in World Red Canada website, and I encourage you all to join us in World Red Canada Day and participate in this campaign by wearing red and sharing the key messages.
Thank you so much, Dr. Hadrik, for sharing this information, and we look forward to seeing your efforts in full display in the coming day and throughout the February Heart Month. And thank you for checking out this special Beats Research Radio episode. Subscribe to our YouTube channel or find us on your favorite podcast app. On behalf of the whole team here at Beats Research Radio, stay safe and heart healthy.